ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णसुधामुपगते धर्मज्ञानादिभिः सह कलौ नष्टदृशामेष पुराणार्कधुनावदितः रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम सेवेंथ कांटो चैप्टर सेवेन व्हाट प्रह्लाद लर्न इन द वोम टेक्स्ट 12, 13 एंड 14 थ्री वर्सेस बोर्ड इट इज रिटन द 14th वर्स सो आई एम रीडिंग 12th एंड 13 माइनसेल्फ देन यू विल रिसाइट 14th वर्स टुगेदर आफ्टर टेक्स्ट 12 ततो मे मातरम ऋषि समानीय निजाश्रमे आश्वास्वे हो अश्चताम वत्से यावत्ते भर्तुरागमः प्रह्लाद महाराज कंटिन्यूड द ग्रेट सेंट नारद मुनि ब्रॉट माय मदर टू हिज आश्रम एंड अश्योर्ड हर ऑफ ऑल प्रोटेक्शन saying, my dear child, please remain at my ashram until the arrival of your husband. Text 13. Tatheti avatsit devarsher antike sakuta bhaya yavat daitya patir ghorat tapasona nyavartatah. After accepting the instructions of Devarsi Narada, my mother stayed in his care without fear from any direction. As long as my father, the king of the Daityas, had not become free from his severe austerities. Text 14. Rishim Paryacharat Tatra Bhaktya परमया सती अंतरवत्नी स्वगर्भस्य खेमाय इच्छा प्रसूतये ऋषिं पर्यचरत् तत्र भक्त्या परमया सती अंतर्वत्नी स्वगर्भस्य खेमाय इच्छा प्रसूतये वर्ड मीनिंग ऋषिम अंटु नारद मुनि पर्यचरत रेंडर्ड सर्विस तत्र देयर इन द आश्रम ऑफ नारद मुनि भक्त्या विथ डिवोशन एंड फेथ परमया ग्रेट सती द फेथफुल वोमेन अंतर्वत्नी pregnant. Swagarbhasya of her embryo. Khemaya for the welfare. Icha according to desire. Prasutaye for deliverance of the child. Translation and purport by Divine Grace. Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. My mother, being pregnant, desired the safety of her embryo and desired to give birth after her husband's arrival. Thus she stayed at Narad Muni's ashram, where she rendered service unto Narad Muni with great devotion. Purport. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 9th Canto, 19th chapter, 17th verse. Matra swasra duhitra va na vivikta sano bhavet balavan indriya gramo vidvamsam apikarsati. One should not remain in a secluded place with a woman, even one's mother, sister or daughter. Nonetheless, although one is strictly prohibited from staying with a woman in a secluded place, Narada Muni gave shelter to Prahlad Maharaj's young mother who rendered service to him with great devotion and faith. Does this mean that Narada Muni transgressed the Vedic injunctions? Certainly he did not. Such injunctions are intended for mundane creatures. But Narada Muni is transcendental to mundane categories. Narada Muni is a great saint and is transcendentally situated. Therefore, although he was a young man, he could give shelter to a young woman and accept her service. Haridas Thakur also spoke with a young woman, a prostitute, in the dead of night. But the woman could not deviate his mind. Instead, she became a Vaishnavi, a pure devotee, by the benediction of Haridas Thakur. Ordinary persons, however, should not imitate such highly elevated devotees. Ordinary persons must strictly observe the rules and regulations by staying aloof from the association of women. No one should imitate Narada Muni or Haridas Thakur. It is said, Vaishnambara Kriya Mudra Vigya Nabujhaye. Even a man is very advanced in learning, he cannot understand the behavior of Vaishnava. Anyone can take shelter of a pure Vaishnava without fear. Therefore, in the previous verse, it has been distinctly said, Devarsair Antike Sakuto Bhaya Kayadhu. The mother of Prahlad Maharaj stayed under the protection of Narada Muni without fear from any direction. Similarly, Narada Muni in his transcendental position stayed with the young woman without fear of deviation. Narada Muni, Haridas Thakur and similar acharyas specially empowered to broadcast the glories of the Lord cannot be brought down to the material platform. Therefore, one is strictly forbidden to think that the Acharya is an ordinary human being. Gurusu Narahamati. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakhyurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guru Bhe Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati so padantikam. Bande aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnambhamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Savadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakha Nitanscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesah Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratisei Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesah Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Rishim Paryachara Tatra Bhaktya Paramaya Sati Antarvatni Sogarbhasya Khimaya Ichha Prasutaye Prahlad Maharaj said, My mother, being pregnant, desired the safety of her embryo and desired to give birth after her husband's arrival. Thus she stayed at Narada Muni's ashram, where she rendered service unto Narada Muni with great devotion. Hare Krishna. So, Prahlad Maharaj was son of Hiranyakashipu. It is generally we speaks that like son, like father, like son. But here it is different. Father is a great demon, is the greatest of all demons, Hiranyakashipu, and his son is greatest of all devotees, is Mahajan. How it is happened? How it is possible? This is also due to Narada Muni's desire. It mentioned in Nrisimha Purana when Hiranyakashipu went to perform austerity to Mandrachala mountain because his desire was to become God. He was thinking by accepting, by getting some siddhi, some power by tapasya, by meditation. So I can become God. That is the materialistic people's things like that. They may have some siddhis like anima, lagima, prapti, all these siddhis. Then they advertise themselves as God. So anyhow, when Hiranyakashipu went to Mandrachala mountain and he just stood up with one with the help of one, just one toe, just putting his hands upwards and looking to upwards, started his austerity. He was not chanting any Vedic mantra, but just the demons, they know that if someone performs austerity, then he becomes powerful. So Narada Muni and his friend Parvat Muni. So Narada Muni took his friend Parvat Muni, then they both of them they become small parrots. They took the form of parrots, they barred. Then they went to their where in Hiranyakashipu was performing austerity. Then they started chanting. Nrisimha Purana told that in Narayana, because this mantra is initiated by Narada Muni to Prahlad, Om Namah Narayanaya. And he initiated to Dhruva Maharaj at Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is called 12 syllable mantra, and this is 8 syllable mantra. So they started, Narada Muni and his friend Parvat Muni, sitting as parrot, they started chanting mantra. Om Namah Narayanaya. Hiranyakashipu get disturbed. Who is this guy? Who is this bird? Why did he come? Why is he shouting my enemy's name? Then he just give up his this standing pose, then he just throw the stones to make them go out from there, to leave that place. Then he come again, they start his standing in that pose again. Then meditating, looking up to the upwards. Then again the bards came. Then he started chanting same. Om Namo Narayanaya. Hiranyakashipu. The whole day is just half of the day gone like this. Jai Sri Sri Gaur Nitya Ki Jai, Krishna Balaram Ki Jai, Radha Shyama Sundara. So this Hiranyakashipu thought today, whenever coming for this austerity, this particular time was not auspicious. And maybe I did not take the blessings from my guru, Shukracharya. So let's go back. I will come after taking advice nicely from my guru, Shukracharya, then I will, in the auspicious moment, I should start my journey again. So Hiranyakashipu came back to his house, then Kayadhu told his wife, Kayadhu, mother of Prahlad Maharaj, told that I am leaving home, unless I become God, I will not come back, return back to home. You become God now? So he smiled. Then Hiranyakashipu told, no, something inauspicious happened when you are starting my journey. So what happened? Now when I was just standing for performing austerity, then two bards somewhere came, two parrots came. And they started chanting, Om Namo Narayanaya. Kayadhu was surprised. The mouth of Hiranyakashipu, whose name? Lord Narayan's name is coming. Because a person become very sinful, he cannot chant Lord's name, cannot come from his mouth. So Kayadhu was a pious lady. She again and again told, What these parrots are telling? What these parrots are telling? Then again, Hiranyakashipu has to tell, Om Namo Narayana. And many times he chanted, Om Namo Narayana. Because Narada Muni wanted Prahlad Maharaj making Hiranyakashipu a medium, maybe enter into the womb of Kayadhu. That's why, because of mercy of Narada Muni, these words just enter in the ears of Hiranyakashipu, they are not come out. Even he sleep in night, but inside this word was again and again vibrating, remind of Hiranyakashipu. So in that night, he has passed his semen in the womb of Kayadhu. That's why this great devotee, who Prahlad Maharaj, came in the womb of Kayadhu. Then after that, then Hiranyakashipu again make his plan and his in advice of Shukracharya in the auspicious moment, he again left for austerity to Mandarachala mountain. So now the demigods could understand that this the like father, like son, so this semen of Hiranyakashipu is in the womb of Kayadhu. So they are thinking that must be a greater demon than Hiranyakashipu. We must kill this child. Just like this is planned like Kamsa. Kamsa was trying to kill the child of Devaki. So now in absence of Hiranyakashipu, so Indra entered the palace of Hiranyakashipu, and no one could fight with Indra. These other demons, they could not fight with Indra. So Indra, all the demons ran away. So Indra just forcefully grabbed the mother of Prahlad Maharaj, Kayadhu, just dragging her forcefully from the palace. They're just going in there. She was crying like anything, shouting, crying. So Narad Muni appeared. Narad Muni told Indra, "What you are doing? You are a king of the demigods, but you are acting like a demon. She is a pregnant woman. What you are doing? Why are you dragging her? You do not understand. She is a chaste lady. By her curse, you all will get destroyed. All the demigods." He told. Now they smiled. Now Indra smiled. Then told, "Oh, Devarshi Narad, you did not understand who is this personality. She is Mrs. Hiranyakashipu. She is Mrs. Hiranyakashipu, and she is carrying in her womb the semen of Hiranyakashipu. So there another Gatra demon will going to take birth. So we will not kill this woman, but we are taking her in my custody. I will keep her in my custody, but she will be there in prison in heavenly planet as long as she did not give birth to this child. When the child, she gave birth to the child, we'll kill the child, then make her free." So Narada Muni told, "Your plan is useless. You did not know anything, you are foolish, you are a fool. The child in the womb of this Kayadhu is the greatest of all devotees. He is a Mahabhagavata Vaishnava. Even if you try your best, all the powers of these three worlds, they cannot kill this child. Rakhe Krishna, Mare Krishna, Rakhe Ke. She is the greatest devotee." But Indra had full faith in Narada's statements. That is the difference between demon and demigods. So he immediately make Kayadhu free. And all the demigods, they pay obeisances. They come to know that the greatest of devotee is in her womb. Then they circumlet Kayadhu, because the Prahlad was in the womb of Kayadhu. Then left the Kayadhu in custody of Narada Muni. Then they left. So here then Narada Muni took Kayadhu into his ashram. So you know the curse of Dakshya cursed to Narada Muni that he will not have any residence or any particular place, he cannot stay. More than a moment, any place he has to always travel. But here is mentioned that he went Kayadhu was residing in ashram of Narada Muni. Where is that ashram? And even in such a long time, how many years Hiranyakashipu performed austerities? Thousands of years. In the calculation of the demigods, it was 100 years. So it is like 36,000 more than that years in human calculation. Long way. So how we are thinking Sukadeva Goswami was there when Sukadeva Goswami was staying in the womb of Vyasadeva's wife. How many years? Jabali Kanya Bitika. Bitika is the wife of Vyasadeva. Her mother was Jabali. So anyhow, about we thought that that is the greatest period that Sukadev remained in the womb of Bitika, the wife of Vyasadeva. Maybe somewhere it is 14 years, somewhere it is 16 years, somewhere it is 12 years, different, Purana is different thing. Okay. But how many years Prahlad Maharaj stayed in the womb of Kayadhu? How it is possible? Prahlad stayed such a long time in the womb of Kayadhu. Because Kayadhu did not want to give birth to the child unless her own husband come back from austerity. No one can say where the ashram, but we have an ashram here. ವೇನ ಇನ್ಕಾ ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ ಆಶ್ರಮ ಏನು ಗೋವರ್ಧನ ಪರಿಕ್ರಮ ರೋಡ್ ಇನ್ಕಾ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ರಾಸ್ ದಿ ಕುಸುಮ್ ಸರ್ವರ್ ದೆನ್ ಲೆಫ್ಟ್ ಸೈಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾರದ ಕುಂಡು ಏನು ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ ಕಂಪೈಲ್ಡ್ ನಾರದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸೂತ್ರ ಸಿಟಿಂಗ್ ದೇಯರ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಕಂಪೈಲ್ಡ್ ನಾರದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸೂತ್ರ ಸೊ ಎನಿ ಹೌ ಕರ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ನಾಟ್ ವಾರ್ಕ್ ಇನ್ ಧಾಮ್ ಇನ್ ಬ್ರಜಧಾಮ್ ನೋ ಒನ್ ಕರ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ವಾರ್ಕ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಸೊ ಎನಿ ಹೌ ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ ಕೀಪಿಂಗ್ ಕಯಾಧು ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಆಶ್ರಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ದೋ ಹಿಸ್ ಮದರ್ ಕಯಾಧು ವಾಸ್ ಯಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ ಯು ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ರಿಮೈನ್ ಯಂಗ್ ಹಿ ನೆವರ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಓಲ್ಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅಸ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಟು ದಿ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಲಾಸ್ ನೇಚರ್ ದಿ ನೇಚರ್ಸ್ ಲಾ ಸೊ ಸ್ಟೀಲ್ ಹೌ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಎ ಯಂಗ್ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಎ ಯಂಗ್ ವುಮೆನ್ ಕಯಾಧು ಸ್ಟೇಯಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಸ್ಟೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಶಿ ವಾಸ್ ಸರ್ವಿಂಗ್ ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ ಮೆನ್ಸನ್ಡ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಿಕ್ ಇಂಜೆಕ್ಷನ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಕೊಟೆಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ದಟ್ ಮಾತ್ರ ಸ್ವಸ್ರ ದೋಹಿತ್ರುವಾ ನೋ ಬಿಭಿಕ್ತಾ ಸನ ಭವೇತ್ ಬಳವಾನ್ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಗ್ರಾಮಂಗ್ ವಿದ್ವಾಂಸ್ ಅಪಿ ಕರ್ಸತಿ ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ರಿಮೇನ್ ಇನ್ ಎ ಸೆಕ್ಲೂಡೆಡ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಎ ವುಮೆನ್ ಇವಿನ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಮದರ್ ಸಿಸ್ಟರ್ ಆರ್ ಡಾಟರ್ ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ದಿ ವೈದಿಕ್ ಇಂಜೆಕ್ಷನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಭಾಗವತಮ್ ಸ್ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಸೊ ಹೌ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ದೆನ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ರೂಲ್ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಾಗವತಮ್ ಈಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಆರ್ಡಿನರಿ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಆರ್ಡಿನರಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಆರ್ ಗೋ ದಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದೇಮ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಪ್ಲಿಕೇಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಗೇವ್ ಎನ್ ಎಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಅಪ್ಲಿಕೇಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ರಾಮಾನಂದ ರಾಯ್ ಎನದರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತಾಮಿತ ರಾಮಾನಂದ ರಾಯ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಅಪ್ಲಿಕೇಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಲ್ಟೆಡ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ಸ್ ರಾಮಾನಂದ ರಾಯ್ ಯೇ ಟು ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾಸ್ ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ ಹಿ ಕ್ಯಾನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಡೆವಿಯೇಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಪೊಸಿಷನ್ ಇವಿನ್ ಹಿ ಸ್ಟೇಸ್ ಸಿಕ್ಲೂಡೆಡ್ಲಿ ವಿತ್ ಎ ಯಂಗ್ ವುಮೆನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಹರ್ ಸೊ ಬಟ್ ಸೇಮ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಫಾರ್ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ದಟ್ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಇನ್ ಮಿಡ್ ನೈಟ್ ಇನ್ ಸಿಕ್ಲೂಡೆಡ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಎ ಪ್ರಸ್ಟಿಟ್ಯೂಟ್ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಹಿಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಡೆವಿಯೇಟ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಪೊಸಿಷನ್ ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸಕ್ಸಸ್ಫುಲ್ ರೆದರ್ ಸಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಎ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಸಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಎ ವೈಷ್ಣವಿ ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ವಿ ಸೀ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ವಾಲ್ಮೀಕಿ ಇನ್ ವಾಲ್ಮೀಕಿ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇನ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಶ್ರಮ್ ದೆನ್ ಹೂ ವಾಸ್ ಸ್ಟೇಯಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ವಾಲ್ಮೀಕಿ ಸೀತಾ ಹುನ್ ಸೀತಾದೇವಿ ವಾಸ್ ಪ್ರೆಗ್ನೆಂಟ್ ಸಿ ಟೇಕ್ ಸಿ ಟುಕ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ವಾಲ್ಮೀಕಿ ಸಿ ವಾಸ್ ದೇಹರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸಿ ಆಲ್ ಸೀತಾ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸರ್ವಿಂಗ್ ವಾಲ್ಮೀಕಿ ಋಷಿ ದ ಲವ ಕುಸ ದ ಟುಕ್ ಬಾರ್ತ್ ದೇಹರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬಟ್ ಸ್ಟೀಲ್ ವಾಲ್ಮೀಕಿ ಮುನಿ ವಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟ್ ಪೊಸಿಷನ್ ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ ರಾಮಾನಂದ ರಾಯ್ ಐ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ರಾಮಾನಂದ ರಾಯ್ ದಟ್ ಒನ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಒನ್ ಮೇನ್ ಪ್ರದ್ಯುಮ್ನ ಮಿಶ್ರ ಯು ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಕಮ್ ಟು ಹಿಯರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಥಾ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಐ ಡಿ ನಾಟ್ ನೋ ಎನಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಥಾ ಐ ಹಾರ್ಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ರಾಮಾನಂದ ರಾಯ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಅಥಾರಿಟಿ ಟು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಥಾ ಯು ಮೇ ಗೋ ಟು ರಾಮಾನಂದ ರಾಯ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೀ ವಿಲ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಬೈ ಹೀಸ್ ಮರ್ಸಿ ಯು ಕುಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಿ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋ ದೇಯರ್ ಇಟ್ ವನ್ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ ಪುರಿ ಸೊ ರಾಮಾನಂದ ರಾಯ್ ವಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಈಸ್ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ ಬರ್ಲಭ್ ಗಾರ್ಡನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟೀಲ್ ದೇರ್ ಗಾರ್ಡನ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇಯರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರದ್ಯುಮ್ನ ಮಿಸ್ ಯು ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ರಾಮಾನಂದ ರಾಯ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೀ ಸೆಕ್ರೆಟರಿ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ನೌ ಬಿಜಿ ಯು ವೇಟ್ ದೆನ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ವೇಟಿಂಗ್ ದೆನ್ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ಯು ವೇಟ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ 1-2 hours ದೆನ್ ಹೀ ನೋ ಒನ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಸೊ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ದಿ ಸೆಕ್ರೆಟರಿ ವಾಟ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟಿ ಈಸ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ವೈ ಈಸ್ ದೆನ್ ಸೆಕ್ರೆಟರಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನ್ ದಟ್ ನಾವು ರಾಮಾನಂದ ರಾಯ್ ಈಸ್ ಎನ್ಗೇಜ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಟ್ರೈನಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದೇವದಾಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಯಂಗ್ ಗರ್ಲ್ ಟು ಟ್ರೆಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದೆಮ್ ಹೌ ಟು ಆಕ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ಲೇ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಬರ್ಲಭ್ ನಾಟಕ ಡ್ರಾಮಾ ಈಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ರಿಹರ್ಸಲ್ ಎ ಡ್ರಾಮಾ ಸೊ ಈಸ್ ಪರ್ಸ್ನಲಿ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಪರ್ಸ್ನಲಿ ದಿ ರಾಮಾನಂದ ರಾಯ್ ವಾಸ್ ಬೇದಿಂಗ್ ದೀಸ್ ಯಂಗ್ ಗರ್ಲ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಡ್ರೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ದೆಮ್ ವಿತ್ ಕ್ಲೋತ್ಸ್ ಹೀ ಸಾ ದೇ ಆರ್ ನೆಕೆಡ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಬಟ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ನೋ ದೇ ನೋ ರಿಯಾಕ್ಷನ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಶಿ ವಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಗರ್ಲ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಆರ್ಡಿನರಿ just seeing this girl said, as the divine personality, some gopis or manjaris, like this. And just like we are dressing the deities, no reaction. So how can it react? So Ramananda Rai is just that bathing them, dressing clothes, and also showing, teaching them how to play different roles. In this way, he was not any reaction. So when this Pradyumna Mishra heard that he is engaged in such activities, he immediately returned from that place. Then he told Mahaprabhu, why you send me to Ramananda Rai? I saw what type of activity he is engaged. He is just bathing the young girls and dressing them. He is associating secretly with these young girls. So how can such a person speak Krishna Katha? Mahaprabhu told, he made a great Vaishnava Aparadha. You do not know who is Ramananda Rai. Though I myself disturbed, even seeing a young girl, I remain always aloof to associating with women. But Ramananda Rai is special person. My illusory energy cannot even touch him. He is in a transcendental position because he is incarnation of Visakha Sakhi. So in this way, there are so many examples how there's some personality they cannot be disturbed. They cannot be disturbed in any situation like that Narada Muni now staying with Kayadhu. He was not getting disturbed. That's why Prabhupada told, we cannot judge the activities of a Vaishnava, Acharya. We cannot make him in an equal platform of the ordinary living entities, the conditioned souls. They are free from bodily attachment. They are not in bodily platform. They are in different platform, in spiritual platform. So they are under the yogamaya potency of Krishna. Mahatmanangstu partha daivi prakriti asrita. They are not under the external energy. They are under internal energy. They are in different platform. Daivi prakriti asrita. Mahatmanangstu partha daivi prakriti asrita. Bhajanti ananyamanaso gyantvamang bhutadim abhyayam. They are always engaged in chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again tell this Pradyumna, go and hear Krishna Katha from Ramananda Rai. Then he again came and Ramananda Rai very nicely explained everything. What he taught to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in bank of Godavari River in South India, same he told to Pradyumna Mishra. So that's why devotees, the Prabhupada quoted that Vaishnambara Kriyamudra Vijnanabhujaya. A most learned person, even he knows all the Vedas, Vedantas, Puranas, Shastra, everything, still he cannot judge the behavior of a pure Vaishnava. Sometimes it is abnormal. Though many places, Shastra, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he told one verse, Niskinchanasya Bhagavat Bhajanam Khasya Param Param Jigimishwar Bhavasagarasya Sandarsanam Visainam Athajositam Cha Ha Hanta Hanta Visabhakhyanapi Asadhu. Even Mahaprabhu told this verse. He told he is Asadhu. He is not a saintly person. If someone gave up his home, all attachment, all everything, and just came to become a saintly person, he joined in ISKCON, and after coming, joining the bhakta, the life of a devotee, then if he is attracted again to whom? Visayinam, to the materialistic person, associate with the materialistic person, and Josita. Josita means woman. He will again associated with the two things, materialistic peoples and also with women. Then such a person is knowingly drinking poison. He is committing suicide knowingly. Visabhakhyana, he is just drinking poison and he is not a sadhu. He is a sadhu. But still, same Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also glorified whom? Ramananda Rai, though he was secludedly associating with the young women, the Devadasis. So this is very, there are some rare cases like that. Even Haridas Thakur make devoted to not only this prostitute but also Maya personified. Maya Devi herself also went to test Haridas Thakur. Then she also defeated from applying her own power, the Maya Devi herself, the illusory potency personified. She went to Haridas Thakur, but he could not deviate Haridas Thakur's attention from holy name. Finally, she asked to initiate Haridas Thakur. She appeared, just disclosed herself. I am the illusory energy personified. I came to test you, but you now passed the test. Okay, I heard from my husband, Lord Shiva. She always used to chant, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I want to take initiation from you in Krishna Mantra also. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, in this way, we can see in the Brahma, we heard about Brahma story, how Brahma was running after his own daughter, Bhag Devi, Bhag, just running, seeing the beauty of his own daughter. Brahma could not control himself, he just ran after, with lusty desire, just running after that girl. But now the same Brahma, when he appeared in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, as Haridas Thakur. Who is Haridas Thakur? Brahma Haridas, he is known as Brahma Haridas. Brahma himself appeared as Haridas Thakur. Because he is taking shelter of holy name, so my illusory energy cannot touch him. So that is the secret. How can you control, how can you conquer the illusory potency of the Lord? If you always engage in chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In this Kali Yuga there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Only way to conquer the illusory potency of the Lord, how? By chanting Hare Krishna. If you are taking shelter of the holy name of the Lord, then you can easily conquer the illusory potency of the Lord. But still, we cannot imitate the actions of Narada Muni, or actions of Valmiki, actions of Ramananda Rai, actions of Haridas Thakur. They are in very exalted position. Prabhupada, in conclusion of his purport, Prabhupada told, so a acharya who is preaching all over the world, you should not also consider him as an ordinary person. Acharya mang bijani, Krishna told who is acharya, he is representing Krishna. He is non-different from Krishna. Sakyat haritvena samasta sastrair uktastatha bhavyate vasadvi kintu prabhurjiya priya eva tasya vande guru sri charanarvindam. That's why Srila Prabhupada is telling, therefore one is strictly forbidden to think that the acharya is an ordinary human being, guru su naramatihi. Acharya who is representing Krishna, when he engaged in preaching Krishna consciousness, like Srila Prabhupada, he preached Krishna consciousness all over the world, one should not consider him like an ordinary person. Many people criticize Prabhupada, how he is sannyasi, he was the marriage functions, he is arranging marriage of his disciples. That is not for a sannyasi's work. Before, no sannyasi did like that. But Prabhupada is in his transcendental position. He is also like Narada Muni of the modern age. He is considered also, Prabhupada is sometimes addressed as more Narada Muni in modern age. So he is also like that. Like Narada Muni is not influenced by the illusory energy. He could associate with the women, even the Kayadhu, though she was a young lady. Similarly, Prabhupada was also a Narada Muni in the modern age. So that's a Prabhupada in conclusion. In Parpati told, you should not consider an acharya, an ordinary person like you. Like we are in a condition stage, we cannot compare a great acharya in that. Thinking he is also in the same platform. Gurusu Naramati. So in this way, we can learn from this Parpati. We can, though there are some special persons, the acharyas, they can they can just some special cases they may not be subject to the injunctions of Shastra, but we have to follow the Shastra. Yang Shastram Vidhing Utsrujya Vartate Kamakaratah Na Cha Sukhang Ma Vapnati Na Santing Na Parangati. It's not told in Gita. If you an ordinary person, anyone will deviate to not following the Shastric injunctions, then certainly he cannot be happy. Na Sukhang Na Santing cannot get peace of mind. Finally he cannot return back to Godhead. So we have to follow Shastric injunctions very strictly. But same, there is from rare cases, those are acharyas, they may be in special case, they may just override the Shastric injunctions. We could not imitate it. Okay, Hare Krishna. So any question or comment? 5 minutes is there, so question for comment and question. He is asking here. Okay.
Thank you, Lord, for your nice. Just not for the ordinary person, but even there is a story of Janaki Rishi in Vyasa.
I know that Jaimini Rishi is an ordinary person. He is a Karmakanda, he is a preacher of Karmakanda section of Veda. The 6 branches of knowledge. Jaimini is acharya for Karmakanda. He is not pure devotee. He is subject to fall down. What is he? He is not in platform of Haridas Thakur or Prahlada Narada Muni. Narada Muni is an incarnation. There are 24 incarnations described in Bhagavatam. Narada Muni is one of this 24 incarnations of Krishna. She is Shaktyavesha avatar for preaching bhakti. Without Narada Muni, there is no bhakti sampradaya. No, every sampradaya, you will see the Narada Muni's name. In Brahma sampradaya, after Brahma, Narada. In Sri sampradaya, after Lakshmi, Narada. In Kumara sampradaya, after 4 Kumaras, Narada. In Rudra sampradaya, after Shiva Parvati, then Narada. Narada Muni is everywhere, in all sampradaya. Without him, a bhakti sampradaya cannot be made. Jaimini Muni cannot calculate in like Narada Muni. Yes. Yes. Abruta Gyana Meteno, Gyanina Nitya Varina, Kama Rupena Kaunteya Duskurena, Nalena Cha. This verse when Vyasadeva was explaining, so Jaimini did not accept. He told, no, how it is possible? Jnanina Nitya Varina, how it become an enemy of a knowledgeable person? So Vyasadeva gave the, that's a long story, I'm not going to this here. Any other questions? Only a pure devotee is those are pure devotee, a paramahansa. Yes.
We tend to despise concern towards Mother Devi. He gives the sons of Mother Devi. But then Indra, which seems to be determined to kill the child, then he was not mine. So, what kind of devotee do you see?
Yes. Sometimes demons are better devotee than demigods like Vrutrasura. You see, Vrutrasura was teaching the Vaishnava cult to Indra. So there sometimes demons are also better than Prahlada. Prahlada is born in demoniac family. But Krishna is telling, Daityanang Prahlada Chasmin. Among all demons I am Prahlada. So in this way, so these the demigods are Sakam Bhaktas. They are Sakam Bhaktas. For their own self-gratification, they can even disobey Krishna himself. When Krishna wanted to take a Parijat flower for whom? For Satyabhama. Indra told, no, this is demigods. They challenge Krishna, fighting. They know who is Krishna. But still, the demigods are like that. Sometimes because they forget everything. Then you get slap, then you understand. Then you have. Okay. Yes. I could not.
From this particular place, I see something that looks like technical problems. From the negative relation so far, Ari has
Kapoor, yes, yes.
Yahoo Acharya, and different things. I would say that the moon is also this one, and it's built up so that we should follow the Bible.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So his question is Mahajana Jana Gatasya Pantha. This is Shastric injection. We have to follow the Mahajans. Fine? Footprints of Mahajanas. But there are two things. Anu Karana and Anu Sarana. Imitating and also following. There is difference. Right? Imitating means whatever they did, we have to do like that. We cannot imitate. Prabhupada preached all over the world. Can you do this? Cannot. But you have to follow his their instructions. How he instruct, distribute my books, whatever they do, you have to follow their instructions. We cannot imitate them. Eh? So imitation is different from following. You have to follow their instructions. You cannot imitate them. There's some special case they act certainly, in certain way. You cannot imitate them. Follow them. Anukarana and Anusarana. You have to Anusarana. You have to follow their instructions. You cannot imitate them what they did. Eh? Okay? We cannot follow, we cannot imitate Prabhupada, how Prabhupada, what he did. Eh? But we have to follow his instructions. Okay. Any other question? Comment? Okay, it's already time. So Granthasrimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.